Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
First thing I want to talk about is I want to read out this email. Hi, Niall. I have a very sensitive topic for you to discuss on your show. I'm married for 12 years and have 3 young children and an amazing relationship, or had an amazing relationship. Did you notice I used the word had in that statement? It all started about 6 months ago when I noticed something very strange in my wardrobe. I was going out one evening, and because I'm so organized, I noticed that one of my dresses was in a different place. I passed it off as me kind of getting a little bit older, maybe losing my mind, but 3 weeks later, I was convinced my underwear drawer was missing some tongs. I really thought I was going mad. And one night I was on the sofa and I told my husband that I thought I was losing my mind and explained what I had been noticing. I noticed the blood drain from his face and my aerial went up immediately. I got a text from him the following day asking if we could have a chat about something when he came home. Heaven knows I didn't know what he was going to talk about. He sat me down and admitted he was cross-dressing since before we were actually married, and he regularly dressed in my clothes when I was out to work or out of the house. I actually felt sick in my mouth listening to him and asked him to get out of the house immediately. Now, he hasn't left the house. He's still there. We're still in a relationship. And he's trying desperately to get me to accept his fetish and to patch up the marriage. We are not really getting on at the moment. And I know our marriage is probably doomed, as I just can't accept a man dressing in my clothes. I married a man, not a woman. One of my close friends has taken his side and said it's quite common for men to do this and I should just accept it and support my husband in what he's doing and maybe use it as part of our lovemaking if possible. I love my husband, I really do, but I just can't live with a man that's wearing women's clothes. I wonder if your listeners have ever had the same issue, or any of your listeners have had the same issue. Now, it is quite common, it seems, from what I'm reading. I was looking online today. A lot of guys are into this. For the life of me, I don't understand it. But a lot of guys are into this. Mrs. is out. Victoria's Secrets come out of the drawers. On they go, depending if they'll fit them or not. A bra, a dress, maybe go into their little, you know, vanity case and take out some of their makeup and stuff like that and put a bit of lipstick on them. They get it all off and back in the drawers. All evidence put away before the wife gets home. And they do it for years, never tell anybody. It's a little secret they have. Men wearing women's clothes. It's called cross-dressing. I mean, what would you do? Is it a deal breaker? I want to ask the ladies of Ireland today, and I want you to be honest, because masculinity is being attacked constantly all the time, isn't it? And this is part of masculinity, looking like a man, not looking like a woman. I mean, if you want a man that looks like a woman, should marry a woman, for God's sake. Why would you want a man who's going around in your thong or your bra and knickers? Really? Or am I wrong? Is there something special about this? Is there something unique or wonderful about the experience of a bloke dressing up in his wife's Victoria's Secrets and fancies from Pennies? Let me know what you think. Is it a deal breaker for you? Would that be a deal breaker in a marriage or relationship? She has 3 young children, by the way. It's a kind of marriage you can't really just throw down the toilet for nothing. But to her, this is something big. This is a big deal. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you throw your marriage, your relationship, everything away if you found out your husband was dressing up in your clothes? Breda, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Breda?
Good, Niall. How are you?
Breda, could you accept your partner? Are you married, by the way?
I am, yeah.
Okay. How long are you married?
Nearly 7 years.
Right. So you're out with the girls tonight. Bit of a book club night or something like that. A few glasses of vino. You arrive home. You walk in the door. And maybe you're a little bit early. Earlier than expected. And there he is, your bra on, pair of your knickers and a little dress, a little number that you bought for a wedding recently. if it'll fit him, Rita.
Well, that's my mind wrecked for the weekend now. Anyway.
It's quite a disturbing thought, isn't it?
Disturbing, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and he said, look, you know, I've always done this, Rita. You know, I've been doing this since before our marriage. I just didn't want to say it to you because I didn't think you'd accept it. Could you support him?
No, I couldn't, because first of all, the lies. You know, it's betrayal, I think, from the very start. Mm-hmm. I couldn't accept it. I don't think I'd be very understanding of it.
Do you think there's something wrong? Is there something mentally wrong, do you think, or is it just a fetish?
No, I think it's a fetish. And look, I think each to their own. If you want to do that, fine, but you can't go into a relationship and hide something like that from somebody. It's betrayal. That's what it is, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't be accepting of it. Definitely not. I think it would be easier if, well, not easier in a way, but if he went out and had a one-night stand, he thought, well, that decision was made on that night. Whereas this is something that has always been there.
But maybe for the very reason that most people think there's something strange about it, he was afraid to say something. And by the way, can we clarify that your husband is not doing it? Is it just for the point of the argument? But maybe.
Well, I hope not. I mean? He's 5 with a big ginger beard, so it's not going to look right anyway in the first place.
There's an image in my head now, and I just can't get it out. Yeah. But maybe it's a case of that guys don't tell their wives and girlfriends. They probably don't because of society's attitude towards it, that men shouldn't dress like that. It's not masculine. It's not, you know what I mean? To wear little thongs and Victoria's Secrets and Penny's underwear.
I'm sorry, but that's, like I said, that's my weekend ruined. I'm just going to be checking my drawers and my wardrobe now for the rest of the weekend, I think.
I believe the statistics suggest that over 20% of men have done this. Can't say I've ever done
I'm
it.
Shocked,
can't say it would ever appeal to me. But I believe 20% of men have done this. But now, I wouldn't say they're doing it regularly, but there are men out there who are living with their wives or girlfriends who have never told them, and when they're out, they're putting on their clothes and they're putting on their makeup.
But I don't even understand.
Neither do I.
Like,
don't get
the
it.
Attraction of that, or the it as a fetish. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just being narrow-minded, but I don't understand it anyway. I'd be questioning my husband when he comes home from work this evening, but no, definitely don't understand it.
Richie says, what in the name of you-know-what is he doing around the house in a pair of tights, lippy and a frock? He should be bleeding the rads, cutting the grass, changing the oil filter on a motor or something like that, obviously. Managed.
Something manly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you couldn't deal with it. Okay, but Joanna.
No. Hi.
Oh, Joanna. I know where you're going with this. Joanna. It wouldn't bother you, you're saying?
No. I wouldn't be much bothered if I caught him on a one-night stand or having an affair. I take my boyfriend's clothes sometimes. And if a girl takes a boy's clothes, no one bats a freaking eye.
That's because we're socially conditioned that women do wear unisex clothes. Women do wear jeans and trousers.
And men,
but men, unless you're Scottish, don't wear skirts and women's underwear.
From ancient times through history, you can go and
the Romans.
See they were robes, and so did the Egyptians. Skirts, robes, dresses. This is not a new thing.
But we're not in Egyptian times. And we're not in Roman times.
Okay, I'm going to get you a new one. Drag queens, for example. Not all drag queens are gay.
Most some of them. I know, hold on. With respect, most of them are.
Most of them are.
Yeah.
There are some. I know some that are straight and they have families. And, you know, that's what they do. For a job. It's a job. What?
In fairness, I actually don't know any drag queens that are straight.
I do. I. But then again,
of all the famous ones I know, every single one of them are gay.
I know a lot of people. But anyway, it's not. I don't see anything wrong. It's a piece of clothing. What does it matter? It doesn't make him any less.
Why would he put a bra on him?
Men!
What? He doesn't have boobs. Why would he put a bra on?
Just to see how he feels.
It's stop.
Come on. It's a fetish like any other. And why? Doesn't make him a less loyal person. Doesn't make him a person that is not trustworthy. Doesn't make him love me.
Well, it kind of does make him a person that's less trustworthy. Because as Breida says rightly, if you're with a guy for 12 years and you come home and find out he's wearing your clothes and hasn't told you.
First of all, he should have told her. Point. He should have told her.
She probably wouldn't have married him.
Well, then that would be...
Well, Breida, would you have married your husband if you knew he was a crossdresser?
No.
So the point is, she probably wouldn't have married him. And that's probably why he didn't tell her. And that, not Breed, by the way, the person in the email.
Yeah.
Because most men in that situation are not going to tell their wives because they'd be afraid that they're not going to marry them.
It depends. It depends on the man. It depends on the woman in question. Some people are very open about these things and will tell you if they know you are a very open person. there's as well. And if there's not going to come any judgment from it.
It's not masculine, Joe. It's not a masculine thing to do.
I would not judge someone just because they like to put on women's clothes, because that's not what character is about. Character has nothing to do with what I look like, with what I dress, with what I put on, with my job. It's not my character. My personality is my character, my values. And I don't think a piece of clothing...
Clothing can tell a lot about somebody.
You wouldn't... Then again, like, I don't agree with those. I know that sometimes you have to, but I don't agree. And I don't agree that I would not have anything against anyone that does it as cross-dressing, for fun, whatever motive. I don't think it diminishes the love that they might have for someone. I don't think it diminishes the trust. It's like a hobby. It's just a little different. And people have problems with things they don't understand.
It's not a hobby. Now, in fairness, you know, I mean, it's a bit more than a bloody hobby.
Okay.
A hobby. If you want to make Airfix models or something, that's a hobby. You know what I mean? Putting on your wife's underwear is not a hobby.
Does that change?
It's a bit creepy, actually, if you ask me personally.
But that's your opinion.
Well, it is my opinion,
yeah. You think it's creepy.
Yeah, I think most women, with the exception of yourself, Joanna, I think most women want to marry a man who's masculine. I don't buy into all this 21st century nonsense.
Listen, no. I had one of my boyfriends, sometimes I would put him in my clothes and put him in my shoes and we'd have a laugh and he'd put me in his clothes.
Oh my God.
And we would have a laugh about it. And he was a guy that if you saw on the street was super.
Well, look, hold on. That's fine. If you and him are, you know, in the sexual mood and a bit of intimacy is going on, and you throw him into your underwear and there's something sexy about that for the 2 years, whatever you floats your boat, right? That's fine. But he's doing, a man who's doing it when you're not there.
My only problem with that is he should have
But even if he tells you, and he's doing it privately on his own, even though it's not part of any intimacy or sexual act, to me that's just odd. I just think it's personally, I just think it's odd.
Because fetishes are personal to each individual. You might have a fetish. There are people that have fetish about feet. Would you not marry or date someone fit?
Oh.
Would you not marry someone because they are crazy about feet and love to look at feet?
Oh, feet. Sorry, you said fish.
Feet. Fish. You know.
Well, okay. Well, okay. Let me just go to... It's Inga. I have to go to. Sorry, Inga, you're on Classic Kids. Go ahead, Inga.
Hi, Niall.
How are you doing?
Get sick here.
You're going to get sick. But this girl in the email, she got sick in her mouth when her husband told her that he dressed up in her clothes when she was out.
No, I'm just having visions if my fella tried putting on a thong. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Good boy.
Where would they put their bits? Where would they go?
The two veg, like.
Yeah. I know that. I accept it. But if you're in a relationship with someone, you talk about this before you get close.
But if you did, see, the thing about it is, Inga, if you were single again, right, and you were on the dating scene and you met a guy and after a few weeks he said, listen, Inga, just to let you know, I like to go into Victoria's Secrets or Penny's and buy some women's underwear and women's clothes and, you know, put on a bit of makeup every now and again. I wouldn't do that.
I'd be, bye, love, off you go.
Yeah. Gone.
If that testosterone isn't working, no. Unless you're buying me the underwear, forget about it.
Mm. Joanna thinks there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. She thinks it's great crack.
I mean, I know some men actually like the feel of nice underwear, like if you've nice silk underwear or something.
Yeah, provided they're on a woman at the time.
Yeah, but put it on a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's places you can go to buy the stuff. I know exactly where the shop is in London if anyone wants to go shopping, because it was one of the first places I saw when I arrived there 30 years ago.
What, for men?
No. For men.
How much do they have, like, bigger sizes?
They have bigger sizes, and my earliest memories would have been, the shop was kind of blacked out, I suppose it had to be going back then, and my earliest memories would have been the window was decked out, and it was the most gorgeous high heels, but huge sizes.
Right.
And that shop is still going strong to this day.
Well, I used to work in a shoe shop that specialised in big sizes, and we did get men in to buy women's shoes. Now, obviously, I couldn't judge them because I was selling them shoes. That was my job. But we did get men in and they would try on women's shoes. They were looking for size 8s and 9s in women's shoes. You know?
Well, 8 is kind of an average size these days because as kids are grown these days, everyone is getting bigger.
Yeah, but in those days, 8 would have been unusual.
Everything.
Yeah.
But this shop, I used to walk past it on a regular basis. And I'd say it's a great business. You just didn't see it happening during the day. I would imagine these men went in the evenings or whatever.
And what do you think of a husband?
I want a guy to be a guy.
Do you think there's something wrong if he's dressing up in your clothes?
He has some kind of a little leaning towards something, but he should have been more upfront about it years ago, before they had kids and before they got settled and everything else.
It's not, so you're saying it's not masculine?
No, to me it's not.
There you go, Joanna, it's just not masculine.
I think that people usually tend to judge what they don't understand, and when it comes to a fetish, if you don't have it, it can be tricky. But for me, my point is, as a human being, as other people, as human beings as well, I don't think my partner or my boyfriend or whatever it is putting on my clothes is not, although I agree, you should have told her from the beginning, and if the relationship...
But it's not even practical, Joanna. Inga makes a really good point. Where will he put it? If he's putting on a thong, where is he going to put his bit?
I mean, if he's a fit guy and he's got great pecs, where the hell is he going to put in the bra on? I mean, it sounded like a child playing dress up.
It's a fetish. You rationally will never understand it because you don't see it. But what I mean is, it doesn't change him as a person.
Yeah, it
doesn't change his
value. Of course
it
does. Of course it does.
I don't
he
think
should
it
have
does.
Told her when they started going out. He should have come clean in the early
he
days.
He should. But he's not. Isn't he the same person that he's been with her through thick and thin, that has provided for her?
Well,
God knows,
not.
We don't know.
He's been sneaky. He's been secretive.
He should have told her, yes.
And sneaking into her dresses, and he couldn't even put anything back properly.
I'm sorry. It's not like he murdered someone. I would much more concern if I found out that he has criminal conviction. I would be much more freaked out if I found that he was having an affair or he had a second family with someone else. That would be my concern. Putting on my clothes, I wish all my problems that I had ever going to have with a man is that one, because then I'll be fine. It doesn't bother me one bit. I'm not going to judge someone for that. I take my own partner's or boyfriend's clothes sometimes.
But then he'd be saying to you, when you're heading out on a Saturday, Joe, are you heading into Penny's? You wouldn't grab us a few pairs of underwear while you're in there.
That's not the same as going in and taking your bra out of the drawer.
Doesn't bother me. One bit.
Well, if he hasn't told you from the time you're going out, he's been dishonest.
Well, he is being dishonest, but I think Joe is saying even at that, it's not the worst thing in a relationship. I mean, Inga, you married? You are married, aren't you? No.
No, I'm not married.
Oh,
that's sense. I'm not married.
I was going to say you said that with such passion. No, I'm not married. But so it would be a deal breaker for you.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, I've got to take a break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. I'm talking about an email from a woman here. She said it's a very sensitive topic. She noticed her dresses had moved in the presses and she thought she was going mad. Then she noticed her underwear drawer was being fiddled with. But anyway, her husband eventually admitted when she said it to him that he was cross-dressing since before they were married 12 years ago. And he's been doing it ever since. Obviously, he just got a little bit careless. And she just can't handle it. She said she believes her marriage is doomed. She's asked him to leave the house, which he hasn't done. They're not getting on. But one of her close friends has basically taken her aside and said, hold on, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world could happen. You should support your husband. There's nothing wrong with it. A lot of men do this. Now, I can't say I agree with the fact a lot of men do it. You know, I personally only know of one person I know that does it. And I remember talking to that one person, told him that I thought it was strange. I don't know what you think, but how would you feel about it? Do you believe it's a deal breaker? You come home, you find them in your underwear, whatever it is, or you notice that your bras and underwear have been moved. So you know he's putting them on and he eventually admits it. Could you handle that? Is that something you're okay with? Is there anything wrong with it? Would it be a deal breaker in a relationship if you found out that your man, your masculine man, boyfriend, partner, husband, was wearing women's underwear and women's clothes. I'm just reading what I'm looking at here on WhatsApp, and I'd say 85% of people who I'm assuming are women, because I asked the question of women, I'm assuming some might be men as well, are kind of giving an opinion on it, are saying it's a deal breaker. There's no way they're going to be with a guy who's dressing up as a woman, because I don't care what they're saying nowadays about all this kind of free-for-all society that we live in and gender this and gender that. Most women, the majority of women, are with a man because he's masculine. Vice versa, women or men are with women because they're feminine. They don't want to be with a man who's dressing up in their pennies underwear. And I know, Joanna, you don't agree with that, but stay there for a second because I want to go to Frank, who's always good to liven up a Friday.
Hey, Noel.
Frank, you're on Classic Hits. Frank, I daren't ask your opinion on this, but I mean, do you think it's a deal breaker in a relationship?
Well, not at all. I think you're way out there, in other words, your women want masculinity. Because, I mean, if you're seeing me, I'm far from that now.
But you're a man.
Yeah, actually, I don't even get attention, actually, from women.
Dina.
Funny you say that. No, but getting back to that, Noel, I don't see anything wrong with sitting there with a little bit of lippy on you. A nice G-string. A little pair of slingbacks. with me big toe sticking out of a size 5.
Right.
Right. And a little flowery skirt. And a pair of tights. I mean, what's the issue with that?
Well, have you done this, Frank, in the past?
No, I haven't done it. But I just don't see any harm of it. Was. I mean, look at you, for argument's sake, Noel. Right? You're always crapping on about, I used to drive a GTO. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, Frank,
that
yeah.
That car, Noel, was designed with hairdressers in mind.
Was it?
It was.
It was a hairdresser's Ferrari, was it?
It was a hairdresser's car. You didn't have an issue going around in that. I mean, a lot of women out there that see this as creepy or something, come on, what's the harm in it?
Well, the harm is because they married a man and they believed he was masculine. And then all of a sudden he's showing femininity.
But what's wrong with that?
Well, for a lot of women, there's something very wrong with it.
They're the ones that have an issue somewhere.
I don't think. Clearly, they're not the ones with the issue.
Frank,
why would you want to wear a bra?
Well, some men, Noel, might need a bra.
Well, in fairness, some do, yeah.
You know, but
most don't, Frank.
Well, an awful lot of them do, Noel. Now, listen, there's women out there, Noel, that are just happy with what they have. Okay? And they don't mind what little Johnny does or whatever he does at home, all right?
Mm.
Now, then you've got women out there that's kind of aiming above, like, they're aiming too high. They want an action man. They want a
superhero
man that jumps out of a plane. Yeah, that's what they're looking for. Hey, that's not real man, Noel. The real man is the guy that wears your slippers around the house or wherever. And if he wants to wear a bit of lippy and a gat and a little flowery dress, leave him
a gat? Hey, what's a gat?
A G-string. Dental floss.
Yeah, gats. We used to call those. We used to make gats years ago and a stick and a bit of elastic.
Bloody. I mean, look, you have to say it yourself, Noel, right?
Yeah.
If a girl was to come home and he's sitting there, lippied on, bit of mascara on, all the gear, just look at him and say, look, you can put lipstick on a pig, he's still a pig.
Stay there a second, Frank. Just stay with me, because Valerie...
Right. Hi, Niall, how are you? I swear, Frank has to be joking. He's joking when he's saying that he couldn't be for real. That's actually gross. I got a vision.
You wouldn't
of what
know it, Frank.
You'd be wearing, and I actually feel ill.
Valerie, what are you looking for?
A man wearing a dress and lipstick and his toes sticking out the side of high heels. Sure, that's gross. I mean, but if it was okay, sure, wouldn't you? If it was okay, wouldn't a man be getting married in a wedding dress with his wife next to her going up the aisle? Why would it be so secretive and hidden? Sure, relationships, a good relationship is based on trust and respect. So there's no trust if you're sneaking around cross-dressing behind your partner's back. That's gross.
But the reason
it's fine if it's discussed. Everything should be on the table. But I'd say that the majority of women that have our normal mental health, I would say 80% of them or even 90% of them wouldn't accept that in a relationship. If you said that up front, that's why men are sneaking around doing it.
Well, hang on, sorry, Joanna. What did you say to Valerie?
What?
What the hell is normal mental health?
Joanna, I'm sorry. When I heard you, I was actually surprised because I listen to you often and I think you're great. And I enjoy listening to you on the radio, but I was actually shocked when I heard you. I was driving my son to work and I was in the car and I couldn't... you must have had a lot of bad experiences in relationships you'd actually accept that.
It's not about acceptance.
It's different than you. It's a fetish of yours and it's a two-way street and you know about it. That's different. But you didn't know about it and you found your partner was going into town wearing a dress and he came in the door with a dress on and you would just accept that?
Will you tell me something? If your partner, if you found out that your partner had a second family or that he was putting on a dress from time to time, what do you think it's worth?
Well, obviously the latter is worth. If you had a second family, that's worth.
Okay.
My point making is they're both bad. Obviously, both of them would be deal breakers as far as Valerie's concerned.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Sorry, Frank. Yeah, go ahead.
Valerie, you're very harsh.
I'm not. I'm just being honest. I mean, as I said to you, if I met somebody and I was okay with it, sure, we could get married and he could be wearing a wedding dress next to me. But if I knew nothing about it and you're with someone 10 or 15 years, the whole relationship is based on a lie. That's no different than cheating. It's all a lie.
Not a fraud.
At all.
Of course it is.
If I came in and saw a man with a dress, I have two sons, and if I came in home and saw them with a dress and lipstick, I think I'd actually collapse.
Valerie. It's not fair. I mean, women, you have some fantastic looking clothes.
Listen, I live in San Francisco, and there's the most stunningly beautiful transsexuals in San Francisco. They were like supermodels.
I've often seen a girl or a lady, and I'd say, look at her blouse. That's fantastic. And I'd feel bad. I'd walk away saying, I couldn't buy that for myself.
Of course you couldn't.
He approached me once when I was out, actually asked me where I bought my clothes. He was a cross-dresser. And he was feeling my blouse and everything over there. He liked the fabric. It was silky.
He
loves to wear dresses. But his wife accepted that. And that's fine. I had no issue with that.
But if
I was in a relationship with somebody and somebody was doing that behind, I came home and saw him in my underwear.
Do you know who my ideal dresser is?
Who?
The Antiques Roadshow, Fiona Bruce.
Fiona Bruce on the Antiques Roadshow?
Every time I see that lady, and she is a lady, by the way, I could see myself and Fiona walking around the art museums and all that kind of jazz. Natural History Museum. But listen to me, every time I see her, I go, look at that blouse and all and the little flowery shoes.
Frank, you're winding me up today. Frank, there is not a chance in this world that you would sit at home watching telly in a dress, a bra, and a pair of knickers and lipstick on you.
Listen, I'm not saying I would, but all I'm saying is I'd like to be able to think I'd be allowed without people kind of looking at me saying, oh, look at him, the little hairy fairy.
Mm.
Well, tell someone up front if that's what you want to do and you'll see if the relationship will go ahead.
I don't think it's something to do. Well, follow me, what defines men's clothes on women's clothes?
They're completely different, and I am aware years ago.
But that's your opinion.
No, it's not our opinion. That's a societal. That's the way we're socially conditioned.
You're going to start picking at straws here now.
I'm not picking at straws. For women, they believe there's something feminine about a man who's wearing women's clothes, and I completely understand that. I don't care what you believe in today's society in this modern mixed up world. The majority of women listening to this show today wanted to marry a man who's masculine.
Exactly.
Listen, Noel, not a man who's a woman.
There's some women out there, Noel, that shouldn't be in certain clothes.
Have you any sons or anything, Frank?
What?
Have you any sons? Any family?
I've one that I know of, yes.
Pardon?
He's one that he knows of.
Right. I mean, if you came in and saw your son wearing a dress or, you know, high heels and tights and... As I said, if you were aware of it, maybe, you know... But if you weren't aware of it and it's kind of just forced, you know, kind of like...
I kind of just say, hey, son, what's going on here? And then when he explains himself and says, well, not much, Dad, but he said, I've seen one of my friends wearing this blouse and I like a little...
I think the world's gone mad anyway.
Oak boots. And I fancy this. I don't see a problem with it, by the way. You're being very harsh, Bob.
Anything goes today now with a lot of people. It's actually all screwed up the world.
I kind of tending to agree with you, Valerie. But stay there for a second, both of you. Let me go to Rory as well, because Rory are classic kids. How are you doing, Rory?
Hi, Niall. I just want just wanted to say that I had a little bit of an innocent experience in this, but a few years ago when Mary Byrne did so well on the X Factor, in my golf club, I was asked to do a little skit on it. So
right. Do an impersonation of her, so to speak. Yeah.
So I asked a friend of mine, where will I get big shoes? And he said, go into town, into Saxon's. I'm sure they'll have it there. So innocently, I walked into Saxon's and I said to the first guy I saw there, I said, I'm looking for a pair of size, like, I'm 6'5" and I'm a beard and I'm a big guy. And I said to him, I'm looking for a pair of shoes, right about 10 or 11 that would fit me. And before I finished the sentence, he starts shouting out at the top of his voice, no ladies' shoes for you, you, no, no, get out of my shop. The whole shop started looking at me. I've never been so embarrassed in my life, Niall.
I mean, I'm not saying you should expect that, and you shouldn't expect that. That shouldn't have happened, right? That he, but he, obviously he was a little bit eccentric, was he?
He just didn't quite understand. But the next
he thought you were a cross-dresser, Rory.
I know, but me, like the gunshot I was, I didn't anticipate this. I thought this was the most normal request.
But, well, in women's shoes tend to be made, the biggest you would get would be size 9, you know, and that's becoming more, it's becoming more common now, 8s and 9s. Yeah.
I went to the next shop and I said to them, I said to the first girl there, I said, do you speak English? She said, yes. I said, don't stop me until I've finished. And I explained the whole thing. And she broke her side laugh, and she got me a pair of slingbacks. And I got
Frank likes the slingbacks.
Yeah. Love the slingbacks. Oh, the black joints. I don't know how women do it, but anyway, there's a second part to this. So I went to the dress rehearsal for this thing, and I refused to get on the makeup. I said I'll dress up as her for the dress rehearsal, but I won't put on the makeup.
Did you sing like Mary Byrne, by the way?
I did, yeah.
This is my life.
No, it was
this is a man's world.
Yeah, and it was quite a good song. I rewrote the words, but anyway, it's just a bit of crack.
You have to sing it. You have to sing it like Mary. It's not. This is my life.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
But what I did was anyway. I didn't shave off the beard. I had no makeup on, but I had the wig and the earrings and. This other woman had made this kind of busty blouse for me, and I had a skirt.
Right, okay.
I was waiting to go on stage, and I was in the hallway of this very, very upmarket golf club. And the next thing, a whole crew of people in bow ties started past me with the ladies. There happened to be a soccer club that was having their annual dinner in our club. And they started looking at me. Now, I don't know.
Like you were some sort of cross-dresser.
I hate to say this about trannies, but they all look like me. They're all 6'5", huge Adam's apples, you know.
Men's. Yeah, yeah.
They couldn't take their eyes off me. And two little old ladies who were kind of a little bit more adventurous came up, looked at me, came back, went away, came back, and eventually got the courage to come up to me. And I knew what they were going to ask. Is there something on here? And I said, no, Friday nights is tranny night in this club.
I have this vision of you in your beard, dressed as Mary Byrne.
Women now.
All right, Liz, I have to take a break. I'm going way over time. Rory, thanks for that experience. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. I can actually see him standing in the hallway and all these men passing him by and him dressed as Mary Byrne. Alan, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Alan?
That's bad, Niall, that's right.
Good, you're driving fairly fast there. Just make sure you stay in the hands-free, all right?
All right, I am, yeah. Come here, God, there's not a lot of forgiveness there, is there?
Say it again?
There's not a lot of forgiveness there, is there?
There is a bit of forgiveness out there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, would you think your missus would be forgiven?
Probably not.
Have you ever tried it, Alan?
No.
Have you ever just snuck a bra over a drawer and thrown it on you, no?
No, I've never tried that, no. But I would still say, live and let live, and I know it's a fetish. You know, you hear some weird things as well over the years. I'm a bit older than a young fella nowadays, but I think myself, you know, I would love to hear from the guy. I'd love to if he sent in a note here, emails here, and talk about his side of it.
I think he's probably too embarrassed. But actually, let me just go to Linda. On that note, Alan, stay there, because Linda, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Linda?
Hey, Niall.
You have a cousin, and this happened to her.
Yes, so, she was married for 12 years.
Oh, she was married for 12 years, coincidentally, the same as our emailer. Years. Yeah.
And she went to work one day, she forgot something, she came back, drove back to the house, and was sitting there dressed in women's clothes, and this guy was 6'4".
Right.
He was in the Navy.
Right,
they lived in London.
Okay.
But, he said he was just trying them on and seeing what they were like, and she let him off and then caught him again. So he ended up getting a divorce, two of them.
So she divorced him.
He got a full sex change into a woman.
Oh, he ended up then being transsexual?
Well, most of them do. No, he got a full sex change into a woman.
Right,
and,
okay.
He lives in America now. He's married to a fella.
I don't know whether all cross... I obviously some do, because obviously they have this hankering to want to be a woman. But I don't believe that all cross-dressers end up being transgender.
No, I don't think you do, but I think you fancy men. Why would you dress in women's clothes?
I don't get it. I don't understand why a man would want to dress in women's clothes. Particularly the more, you know, intimate stuff, you know, the bras and underwear. Whatever about the dress even, and I still don't get that either. But, you know, some men are, I suppose, a little bit extravagant in the way they dress. They may dress in women's blouses and stuff, and that's a bit weird to me as well. But however, wearing women's underwear is just odd.
It's a no-no.
Mm. To me it is. Well, I just think it is. How would you feel about it?
How would I feel about it?
Yeah, if it was your partner.
He'd be gone.
He'd be gone.
Yeah, gone. That's it, gone.
Because stay there for a second, because Martin, you don't see the issue with this.
How are you, Noel? How's everything?
Grand, Martin, you don't see the issue.
No, I don't really. Like, you know, for instance, you know, if you're wearing jeans today and a woman is wearing jeans today, it's not all the one fabric. So it's just a different design.
So yeah, but as I said to you already, it's a social conditioning. We know generally, with the exception of, say, Scottish men or people in uniform, men don't wear skirts because it's a feminine thing to do.
Yeah, but you know, I understand what you're saying, but it's all not of the one. That's what I'm saying. It's all of the one fabric.
They're
made different. Women's jeans are made different.
Yeah, they are. They're made for the shape of their bodies, Martin.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, they're made different.
Women have
but
boobs,
that's because of design. That's, you know, that's like everything is made different. That, like,
well, why would you want to wear something that's not designed for you? Why would you wear a bra when you don't have boobs?
Well, I personally wouldn't.
No, not you personally, but I'm just saying, or a tongue when you have a wheelie.
It doesn't.
I'm just being blunt about it, Martin.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be comfortable.
I don't have the biggest wheelie, Noel. So
I mean, women's clothes are designed for women's bodies, particularly their underwear. So why would you want to wear it unless you have some sort of thing? You know, it's the feminine side of you creeping out.
What is it? We all have a feminine side, I suppose.
We probably do. We all have a bit of a feminine streak in us, yeah. But same as all women might have a bit of a masculine streak every now and again, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
but that doesn't mean putting on their clothes.
No, I have to say, I'm not going to go up and, you know, as I say, being a bloke, I suppose I do probably at some stage have a feminine side.
Would you wear our shoes and underwear and throw on a bit of lipstick?
No, I'm not going to go up and pump your wife's gacks on, you know, tonight. Go running around the place.
And what do you think your wife would do if she came home, Martin, and found you in her cacks?
I reckon she's quite open-minded. I think she'd be okay about it.
Linda, do you think she'd be okay about it?
Yeah, I reckon. Honestly,
Linda.
It's for nose. Men look at women. That's what I think. When a man dresses up as a woman, he wants to be noticed. And most of them just don't sit in. They go out, sneak around, dressed as women.
They sneak around. Yeah, because I know of a story of a guy that a friend of a friend knew, and he was dressing up like that. He eventually came clean to the wife. She kind of put up with it, and then he started taking it a step further. Now, he had kids, and he wouldn't do it while the kids were around, but then he started taking it a step further and wanted to dress up and go out shopping with her. Dressed up.
Yeah, yeah. Now, but, you know, is there really an issue with it? There's not hands.
Stop the lights, Martin. When you marry a man, you don't want him going into Penny's dressed like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's walking around with you in the underwear department looking through the bras. He's a man.
But what's the big deal? Oh,
Jesus. If you don't know what the big deal is, we all have an issue here.
I understand.
So your missus would be fine with you going out in her underwear, her clothes, her shoes, going into Penny's with her and walking in and out through the underwear section and going, that's a lovely bra, isn't it, Martin? Yeah, Martin is out. Yeah, that's a gorgeous one. I prefer this one here, actually. I prefer the underwear on this one.
What? You know, if I was going to do that, I'd go out and buy my own one for hygiene reasons. I'm not saying my wife is filthy. I'd go out and buy them for my own reasons, I suppose.
Jesus, man. I'm concerned about you, Martin. I really am.
You're not the first person to say that to you.
I'm not the first person to say that to you, am I not?
No, yeah, no, yeah, there's a queue of people that have said that to me, Noel.
Martin, you have a wonderful weekend and stay away from her drawers, all right?
I'll do my best. You two look after yourself, Noel. Take
all right,
care.
Thanks, Linda. All right, thanks, everybody.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.